Earth and Sky.
Certainly, renewable energy is very significant today and becoming a key issue for the migration of our energy supply over the next 30 to 50 years.
You're listening to Joe Powell, Shell Chief Scientist of Chemical Engineering, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Powell is involved in the research into renewable energy, including fuels. He spoke more about a transition away from fossil fuels with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Powell, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
Can renewable energy someday replace fossil fuels as the dominant source of the world's energy?
And I think the answer to that is clearly yes. The key verbiage there is when it will become the dominant source. It's already a portion of the energy spectrum today. And we're looking in the 50 to 100 year type of time horizon for when that would become a dominant source. But certainly renewable energy is very significant today and becoming a key issue for the migration of our energy supply over the next 30 to 50 years. We view it as a balance between cheap, clean, and convenient as what our stakeholders, which is the public, demands of energy.
Do you see a point in the future when most cars will run on renewables rather than fossil fuels? And what needs to happen in order to make that possible?
Well, most cars are running on renewable energy today. It's a portion of my gasoline formulation now. And certainly, Shell is a leading distributor of biofuels today. So a renewable or biofuels component is a major portion of the current energy supply. And that is only going to increase in proportion going into the future. One of the key issues is that the principal blending component, at least in the U.S., is ethanol, and that is miscible or blendable with water, but not with gasoline at high levels. And so if one migrates to more of a renewable-based ethanol fuel blend, then at some point one comes to a point at around 10% or above of the fuel mix where the blendability becomes a problem. And to transition past that barrier, then we need to look at making different types of molecules from renewable biofeedstocks, which are fully blendable with the current gasoline supply. So we believe that up to 30% of the current transportation fuel supply can be sourced from biofuels by making that future transition. The biofuels is clearly the leader for the short-term play, and that's why we're very excited about our biofuels R&D programs and getting out into the market with some what we're calling differentiated or second-generation biofuels. These are biofuels that do not compete with the food supply. They would use, for instance, the corn stalk rather than the corn kernels, and then converting the molecular structure there into a biofuel that can go into your existing car and fuel tank without a lot of change in infrastructure. So that's one of our key drivers in R&D today is to make that happen.
Now, what about energy from wind and solar power? Is there potential there?
Well, wind is very competitive today where there is wind and where it is environmentally acceptable. And so you'll notice on your electric bill that usually there's an option there to purchase wind energy from a green supplier, and it's at a relatively cost-competitive rate. The issue with wind is it's not environmentally acceptable in all locations. There are public concerns over some of the aesthetics of, say, having offshore wind farms. It's an issue to the migratory birds. So one has to be careful where it's located. And in some instances, there have been concerns over the noise factor where it's been located relative to human population centers. The good news is that we have virtually unlimited solar energy available. So when you look at the amount of solar energy incident upon the Earth's surface and how much of it is being captured and used relative to virtually any future scenario for energy demand, we have an abundance of solar power available. And so certainly in the very long-term horizon, one can rest assured that there is solar energy as needed to meet our societal needs. The main issue with solar is the cost of capturing and converting it into convenient fuels. So one of the interesting issues is where do you get your power at night? We have issues with renewable energy in terms of efficient means of storing the energy. So energy storage is certainly one of the key challenges. And again, hydrogen is one of the storage mechanisms being contemplated for how that could take place, essentially using renewable energy to split water into to hydrogen and oxygen, and then being able to use the hydrogen as a clean energy supply, say in a fuel cell or for combustion. Again, the solar energy is widely abundant for future energy needs. The issue is at what cost can it be provided, and can you come up with cost-effective solutions to store that energy for a rainy day or for nighttime operations.
Well, Dr. Powell, thank you for taking this time out to speak with us. We appreciate it. What's the most important thing that you'd like people today to know about renewable energy?
Well, I'd like people to know that there's no single silver bullet in terms of a new renewable energy that one can simply flip a switch and say, we're going to do this now and we're going to go renewable. We are managing a transition from current energy sources, which are mostly fossil-based, into a renewables future. And the management part of that in terms of responsible energy is, again, to be able to provide this energy in a clean, cheap, and convenient manner. So the single take-home message is we are indeed actively working on transitioning from a traditional fossil-based energy system to renewables, but that transition will take some time given the complexity and the cost associated with renewable energy.
You've been listening to Joe Powell, Chief Scientist of Chemical Engineering at Shell. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Joel Block. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.